3, 2, 1. Blog Talk Radio.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time slot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do,
man. Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Sproul Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Unmuted.
Nothing lasts forever. No one lives forever. The flower that fades and dies. Winter passes and spring comes. Embrace the cycle of life that is the greatest love. Go beyond fear. Go beyond fear. Beyond fear takes you into the place where love grows. When you refuse to follow the impulses of fear, anger, and revenge. Beyond means to feel yourself.
Welcome to the True Purpose Development Show with your host, Dr. Princess Odelia, the Queen of Inspiration.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, welcome into the True Purpose Development Show. Yes, we are here for the next 2 hours, as we are every week, every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central. I know that we're going to have an absolutely awesome show tonight, as we do every solitary week. Our show here is brought to you with the intention to inspire you, empower you, educate you, and also entertain you. Yes, 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 entertain you as well, as you are joined with some of the greatest online personalities. The show is brought to you by the nonprofit organization Bountiful Opportunities Group, the home of the Global World Peace True Purpose Movement. And I'm telling you, tonight we have the best for you. Tonight we have Miss Gail Perry Mason. And for those of you who don't know, I'm just going to give this a little brief right now because it's commercial time before the show starts, and then we're going to properly introduce her after the break. But Gail Perry Mason, just to give you a little tidbit, she is noted on Oprah Winfrey's financial food diet list as one of the experts in finances. Gail Perry Mason has a long, successful track record, and in conjunction with that, she has a heart of philanthropy, and also she is driving change. So I'm so happy, because there are some things that we're going to hear about Gail Perry Mason, right? In conjunction with, we have Michelle. Michelle, for those of you who do not know her, she is the indie mom of comedy. You've probably seen her on BET. You've seen her in some of the greatest places in TV. And I'm telling you, she is hilarious. Hilarious. That's Michelle. She's going to be in the studio with us tonight. And I wish that we also had Dr. Rowe of Dr. Oz, because I'm telling you, these three women, they're very powerful. And they have teamed up to bring about a powerful, powerful unit to all of the women around the world, and they are campaigning. So I'm so excited that they decided to join us here tonight on the new True Purpose Development Show. You are so in for a treat. So I want you to get on the phone, call all of your neighbors, your friends, get on your Facebooks and your Twitters. You know, I always mess it up. I don't know if it's Twitter or Twitter. But I want you to get on there. I want you to connect with people. Let them know that we're on the air right now live on TruePurposeRadio.com. And I want to thank all of those who are joining us all around the world, and we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. I'm so excited. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to the True Purpose Development Show. Here's Dr. Princess Odelia.
Yes, yes, yes. Da, 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 da. I love, love, love that song. Well, in case you have just tuned in, I want you to get your popcorn, get your favorite snack, a healthy snack, have a seat, and get ready for one of the best shows that we've had here on the True Purpose Development Show. Before I introduce and open the lines to our very, very special guest, I want to take an opportunity to just introduce our first guest. She's a dear friend of mine, and I'm very honored to have her as a friend and a colleague. Gail Perry Mason, she is known as a best-selling author. She is a speaker, and she is an educator in financial literacy. As I indicated to you before, she is also known as, she's on the Oprah Winfrey Financial Food Diet List. She has been very instrumental in the community as it relates to financial literacy. She is also, she also holds a very high position in Oppenheimer as a senior vice president. She has conducted financial training sessions and workshops for such companies as Chrysler, IBM, MGM, McDonald's, DTE, and on and on. Gail has a very, very, very powerful wisdom as it relates to finances. And also, I want to say, you talk about tips. I think I told you guys last week on the show. I talked about it on the Jay Rouse Show and also on the Jay King Network, on the Kings in the Morning, that I wanted you to have your papers and your pens, because when you get done speaking with Gail Perry Mason, you think you don't have a job? Trust me. We're going to be so excited and full of information as she shares with us some foodful, some tips that you can take to the bank. I am going to introduce Miss Gail Perry Mason, and I want you to give a round of applause.
You know, I need that introduction all the time. You are amazing. What a great introduction. I've never been introduced like that, but that is amazing. Thank you, my friend. How are you?
I am so awesome. How are you? I am so glad that you're here.
I am great, great.
Well, I,
what a great,
I am.
Introduction.
Thank you so much, and I am so happy that you are here. This means so much to me, and I know my listeners, our listeners, and we're going to have so much fun tonight, so much fun.
Well, it's an honor to be here, and I'm looking forward to hanging out with you and the listeners. So it's going to be a great, great, great show. I'm totally looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. Like, we have Michelle, the indie mom of comedy, on the line, too, and I want to take an opportunity to also introduce her before I unmute her mic. Okay, for all of you who are not familiar with Michelle, the indie mom of comedy, you may have seen her on Nickelodeon. She was on Martin Lawrence Presents, The First Amendment, Stand Up, The Blacklist, 20 Most Notable and Notorious Moments of 2009 and 2010 on TV One, BET News Presents, Obama Journey to the White House, as well as BET's Comic View, The Word Network, Soul Laughable Comedy Series, NBC Syndicated Documentary, Walk a Mile in My Shoes, 90 Years, Look at the NAACP. Michelle pioneered the role of Michelle, portrayed by Kimberly Elise in the film adaptation in the hit stage play Woman, Thou Art Loose, written by T.D. Jakes and Terry McFadden. And I'm telling you, we are in for a great treat. I had the opportunity of listening, and as I'm unmuting her mic and giving her a round of applause, I had an opportunity of listening and looking on YouTube to The Indie Mom, and I was rolling. It was so hilarious, especially when she talked about the diversity of her children. Hilarious. So I want you to find her online, and I want you to welcome to the True Purpose Development Show, Miss Michelle. Michelle, how are you tonight?
Hello. I'm so happy to be here with you guys. Hello. Thank you for the round of applause. I love technology.
It's, isn't it wonderful?
Know me and I don't know none of them. I don't know any of people. And they don't know me either. But we happy. All of us are just happy to be out the house. That's what it is. We just glad they never asked us for a cup of milk. That's what we're clapping about. But good evening.
Good evening, good evening. And I'm telling you, we're going to have some laughs and some fun tonight. How are you doing today?
I'm just excited. I'm just glad to be here. I'm so grateful to be with my sister and friend, Gail Perry Mason.
Yes.
And just so happy to be with you, Dr. Princess Adalia. I'm just excited.
Absolutely awesome. I'm telling you, I am, and I want everyone, we're going to talk about also what you guys are doing together. I just wanted to hold that back because I want it to come from you, and I want you to share with us with, you know, everything that's going on, the campaign that you guys are doing, and how it's going to impact the world. But first, okay, let's talk about what venture the three of you, Gail, Michelle and Dr. Rowe have going on.
Certainly.
In 2013.
Well, go ahead and start, Michelle. It is great.
Okay.
I'm so glad we are all talking about me too.
Thank you. And in absentia, I'm sending you love from Dr. Rowe in absentia, who is lecturing tonight at Delaware State University. And so she sends her love and her highest regards to you for having us on the show with gratitude. But I'm just excited because myself, the amazing Gail Perry Mason, the unstoppable Dr. Rowe, was just on Dr. Oz today. She was just on the Dr. Oz show today.
They can look at it. Wasn't it awesome, Michelle? Did you see it? It was awesome.
I didn't get a chance to see it, but I talked to Rowe earlier, and I knew that she was going to be on. But
she sent out
Rose said she even has to check to see where she's going to be because she was also on Anderson Live on Anderson Cooper show. So she didn't even, you know. So we you know, this is how we roll. But no, to be honest, just excited. We are launching a national and soon to be international campaign called the Women of Anew, A-NEW, N-E-W. And our thrust is to really assist America's women on having a new body, which is Dr. Rowe, a new mind, which would be me, and then a new bottom line, which would be Gail Perry Mason. Mm. We understand that when, you know, we all start off with these so-called New Year's resolutions and all these other things, we want to take it a step further. Everybody wants a new body. I don't care if you feel like you are in the best shape of your life. We can always be better. And Dr. Rowe is going to, she's America's nutrition coach, and she's going to help all of us get that body that we want and that we deserve. Mm-hmm. I've been working with organizations for years, doing advocacy work as well as stand-up comedy, but currently an alumni of the Open Society Institute, which is a wonderfully known social change agency, does work all around the world in over 32 countries, giving back and doing advocacy work and social change work. And I've been a fellow of the Open Society Institute and really blessed to start programming for girls here in the D.C. Maryland area, particularly in Baltimore. So I've been using my advocacy background, my mentoring background, to really usher young girls, young women, and women of all colors and all origins and all ages into having the mind that they deserve, you know, teaching us all how to be, take ourselves a little less seriously, but make those things that are important. And so I bring to the stage, you know, years and years of being a former psychologist in training and taking that to the stage as a stand-up, bringing all those concepts on how to get the mind and that you really deserve, how to be able to be resilient, how to be able to use what you know to get you to the next rung in life. And then, of course, I can't even begin to tell you. I mean, you mentioned some of the things that Gail Perry Mason has done, but I'm excited to be able to, that I'm going to be sharing the dais and sharing this campaign with Gail Perry Mason as she helps us all get a new bottom line.
Absolutely.
And I'm so excited to be with you. I'm excited to be with you. Naturally know all you're doing. I mean,
absolutely.
I think together we'll bring balance and princess. I mean, thank you for having us together, too, because this is just the start of anew, and I think it's a blessing.
It is.
Absolutely.
It is.
We're going to have to take you guys to Africa and London. I'm telling you, this is awesome. And
well,
in America.
Everybody in anew has a passport, so trust me. If you need us to go, we'll just whip out these passports. But we just know that we all want this. We all want a new mind.
Absolutely.
We all want a new body. We all want a new bottom line. And the women of anew, not only do we come and share those insights with you, but our intention is to make it an interactive, sustainable relationship with every organization, every city. So we'd like to talk to you more about that in a minute.
Absolutely awesome. Now, Gail, you have published great books, Money Matters and Girl, Make Your Money Work. And
make your money grow.
Make your money grow. I don't know why. You know, I'm looking at it and know that. But, you know, I was thinking about working.
Yeah. Work to grow. That's cool.
Yeah, make it grow. And you, I know, are bringing so much. I mean, when people think about numbers or think about the bottom line and think about finances, a lot of times some people shun from that discussion. They don't even want to talk about it, right? And they think that it's boring. But when you come to the stage, how you put it down is absolutely awesome. Now, I would like for you to share with our audience some of the tips and the concept that you're going to be bringing on this tour for the women of anew.
You know what? What I'm going to bring, and I think we all just totally balance each other out. I'm learning from them, and we are all going to, you know, get together. And because, you know, I'm under construction right now, my new body. So I'm still under construction. I've been working on it, and I lost 50 pounds.
So awesome.
I'm doing that. I know. So I'm really excited about that. So you can clap. But anyway.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Just wait a minute. Hold on. Technology is a little slow. I'm trying to click the button right now.
Those people don't know you, Gail. They ain't clapping.
No,
I'm about to clap. I am about to clap. They do. They know her. They know her. Here we go. Wait a minute. Here we go. You hear them? Right there in the background. Mm-hmm. There it is.
So, you know, I lost 50 pounds, and the thing is that, you know, I'm trying to help everybody's bottom line, and I don't want anybody that comes to the anew tour to participate in this recession. So what we're going to do is they're not going to participate in the recession. They're not going to let debt weigh them down. A lot of people eat emotionally, and that's what we're going to just we're taking a holistic approach to everything because people are not saving or in debt because they're overspending and they're overeating because of things with their mindset, and they're not. Everybody does everything on emotion, so that's where we're going to bring this whole where every woman can get, you know, a new bottom line, and with this new bottom line, every woman is going to walk out with at least 5 avenues of income. They're going to walk out with a spending plan. We're not going to say budget. We're not going to have deprivation. We're going to just make sure every woman has every pair of shoes and soles that she wants. But we're going to also make sure everything is done in moderation and in balance. And
absolutely.
So what I'm going to bring to the table is really how to do it, how to put that spending plan together, how to go home and make layoffs, how to not spend emotionally, and what to do with every dime, and also to how to make more deposits in your life than withdrawals in your life. And that's what we're going to do. That's what the tour is all about.
That is so awesome. And you know what else is so great, too? The fact that you guys are collaborating on this, because this is so, so, so key. I truly believe this, too, that the woman is like she's the source. She has to be, when she's together, the family is together. And when she's together mentally, she can, even with her husband, we understand, okay, the husband's the breadwinner, this, that, and the other. But today, it takes two to tangle in all aspects. And at the end of the day, if there is a woman that has her mind in the right place, feeling good about herself and comfortable with where she is financially and every other way, it brings confidence to that unit.
Absolutely.
And I think,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, you think about it, I tell people all the time, you know, sometimes we give so much power, and Gail touched on it. All these things are wrapped in emotions. Everything is wrapped in emotions. How we navigate these three, this triad of our lives, our body, our mind, and our bottom line, are all so interwoven that it makes complete sense that we get a grip and we learn some new strategies and some new life changes. We're not there to create a quick fix. We're not there to come, get you hyped up, and leave your city. Our intention is to not only have you walk away with those things, but to continue that relationship interactively. And that's one of the beautiful things about technology. We'll be able to still have our online experiences with the women that we meet in each city. We'll be able to have, you know, times we will set aside where we will have cohorts of women that we do our FaceTimes with, and we'll see where they're going with their new approach. And so it's going to be extremely interactive. And our intention is to create a lifestyle change, not just an experience, but an experience that turns into a lifestyle exchange that will enhance them to have a new body and a new mind and a new bottom line. Because a lot of times we get good information and it feels good. It's just like when we go to, you know, sometimes we step up in that church or in that mosque or in that temple, and we have that moment, we have that cathartic moment, and as soon as we get back home, we're ready to just smack somebody upside the head. No, we need to be there with you in process. And my approach is this. You know, I was studying to be a psychologist 3 years of my doctorate, and I understood that, you know, in order to really be able to live our dreams and to do the things that we have just asked the universe to give us, we've got to have some strategies on how to handle when things don't go the way we plan. We got to understand that sometimes you got to laugh to keep from crying. And I've used humor as a panacea for pain in so many ways, that it can actually be a life tool that will help you get the mind experience that you want. So that's what I bring to the table. I'm not making light of real life showing up. My intention is to show you that when life shows up, either you're going to deal with it or it'll deal with you. And I'm on the side of you dealing with it and infusing some laughter, some joy, and also some practical experiences and some practical strategies to get you through those tough times when your mind seems to be taking you in a different direction.
Oh, that is so awesome.
It is. See, Michelle, you're awesome. I'm so glad we're doing this together.
You're a bucket of awesome. You're a bucket of awesome, Gail
Perry. And I just think the thing is, we want to make sure that the women's lives are purposeful and profitable. And I want to make sure that we just don't get hijacked by debt either, because that's one thing that could just take, you know, debt can take our dreams away. So
right.
I want to make sure that we have an easy way, but a way to get out of debt, and we're going to talk about that, and a way to save and a way for retirement. So we're going to talk about all the bottom line issues, and that's what we're going to talk about. But growth, of course, takes a little sacrifice. So what we're going to do is we're going to take it in, you know, in small steps and in balance.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. You know, Gail, I would love for you, you know I'm going to ask you this. I always have to ask you this. Because you have so many great tips, and there are so many people that are just discombobulated right now, and you know from Michigan, who are just suffering and not able to even think straight. I mean, they listen to the show, and they're like, oh, this sounds so good. Okay, yeah, okay, whatever. Who's going to pay my bills tomorrow? Okay, my lights are getting cut off tomorrow. What would you say to somebody like that? Because we have to, something has to bring their mind in first to even pay attention when they are in a disgruntled state.
Well, first of all, you got to learn that money is the symptom and not the problem. And so we can't give money and our debt that much power to begin with. So we got to use our time differently, and we have to use our money differently. And say, okay, I got lack of money. That's just really a mindset, too. Money is really just a tool. So, and we're not going to always be this way. A setback is really only temporary. So what we're going to do is I'm going to, and I can say it if you're ready for me to do it now, I can just give people like at least 5 avenues of income that they could do to, you know, create money. Like if you're going to get your lights cut off or gas cut off tomorrow, the shut off notice is tomorrow. Number one, there's so many, this is the best time in the world to be broke. During this recession, they have so many alternatives out here. They have resources out here from the Thaw organization to United Way. United Way, you know, nationally. I mean, there's so many ways out here where people can get those bills paid, to even churches. But people, there's so many, there's grant money out here. And I always say nobody should run their home like a nonprofit. But there's a few, there is some grant money out here. for some bills or things like that. But the one thing is, so Thaw, T-H-A-W, and United Way is another great one too. And also called local churches. And, oh, my God, Google is now or the best resource in the world. You can be your doc. I got Dr. Google, Dr. Resource, I mean everything. But another thing I would say do, go clean out your closet. go clean out your closet and say, look, I got to lay off these clothes. I haven't been wearing them. I'm going to go ahead and take them to the resale shop. You know, I got $598. I got a check for $598 just taking my clothes back to the resale shop. And, you know, just doing that, just by having a liquidation sale right at home. Another thing people can do is, you know, they can get paid to watch TV. That's one thing. You know, like even get a Nielsen box. You can't do this overnight, but that's one thing they can do. One great thing that people can do is go to school. I think this is one of the best websites. It's called thepennyhoarder.com. Thepennyhoarder.com. They have all different resources on this site that tells how to make money. They just had one on here that you could, NASA will pay you $5,000 a month just to sleep. They want to do a test of you sleeping and staying in bed for 3 months in a row, and they'll pay you $5,000 a month. They have different types of ideas like that. I know. Everybody's online. They can also, you know, go to and take surveys online and get paid at acop.com. You can also, my son did this, and have your kids too, because if anybody out here is listening as a parent, they know that kids are the reason we are broke, and I think they're the ones who cause this recession. So if you have kids and your kids have a better cell phone than you and you're paying that bill, and you have, they have a smartphone and you don't, parents, that is not smart. Let me just say that. I think you need to reduce those type of things that they have on their cell phone, but that's one thing. And another thing, you know, kids, they need to all be involved. We need to do it as a family affair. Another thing you need to do, if you have a camera, take pictures. It's a website called iStockPhoto.com or BigStockPhoto.com. Download those pictures. Do you know, my son would come home from school, wow, Mom, I made $250 today or $500 today just by downloading pictures, and they do it. You can also go to a website called MeetTheFamous.com. And you can take pictures of famous people, but you don't want to be a paparazzi and get in trouble. But you can get paid by doing that, too. Meet the famous. You can also liquidate your VCRs that you're not using. Go to Gazelle, G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com, and your old electronics, $100 a piece. They also pay for the shipping. Also go to CDs.com, where you can sell your books. There's so many different sites out here. Maybe we can just put them up on your site. But, you know, if you need to buy a dress or do something, like either go to a resale shop or you can go to Bags, Barrel, or Steel and rent a dress. And go, if you need to go to the movies, don't deprive yourself. Go for free. Go to GoFobo, G-O-F-O-B-O.com. So, anyway, that's a few right there, but I have quite a few more. And so whenever you're ready, I'm ready. I hope that helps.
Oh, my gosh. That's what I'm talking about. And this is the kind of information that people are going to get when you're on the tour. I mean,
that's right, and that's what I was going to say. Can you imagine having that resource right there? You ask, it's as if you pushed a button on the Gail Perry Mason machine and she started spewing out all this stuff. And listen, had you not asked her to stop, you would still be getting more insight.
I didn't ask her to stop.
Really, that was a teaser. We need you to bring the women of the new to your city, to your show, to your corporate event, to your existing conference. We will only enhance what you already have going. That's already great. We'll only bring more to that. So, for your listeners who are a part of, you know, some professional meeting organizations who meet, they converge once a year in a place. You need the women of the new because Dr. Rowe brings you. If you think that was something. Had Dr. Rowe been on our interview this evening, she would have given you, off the top of her head, 15 million things you could do to lose 10 pounds. Just to lose 10 pounds. She was on a campaign with Dr. Oz this time last year. It was Just 10. And it talked about the benefits of just losing 10 pounds and how it changed your entire life. She can give that to you as if she was just reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. It's beautiful. And these are the kinds of experiences you'll have when you bring the women of the new to your city, when you bring them to your event. We're going to give you practical. What Gail said was practical. It was practical stuff that when you're in a crisis, you don't even have time to deconstruct. Well, Gail's already done your homework for you. This is your starter kit on a new bottom line. This isn't your cure-all. This is your starter kit. And it's the same here. You know, we want to give you those strategies, and we want to give you those common sense approaches to getting that new body, that new mind, that new bottom line. So make sure you guys, if you're a listener, and you have an amazing event happening, reach out to us and bring the Women of Anew to your city.
And you know what else? I want to say this. I always let people know that, and I love what you said earlier when you said that you teach people how to face life. Life comes to you, and you just deal with life. You're not running away from it. You're dealing with it, right? Mm-hmm. And it's so important because it depends on the way a person looks at a situation will determine how the person is health-wise. It will determine your energy to even be able to lose. It affects how your body calculates the calories, your emotion and the way you are mentally, you know, confused. You can allow it to really tie you down. And so when you're talking about the mind and talking about happiness, so many people feel that that's secondary when they don't realize that that is the thing that people need, that is the muscle to the whole transformation, don't you think? Starts first in the mind.
Not only is it a transformation, though, there are scientists that will prove to you that
Absolutely.
When you do, if you find a way to get back to the purest sense of yourself, which is being in the moment and taking some time out to laugh in that moment to release what we call immunoglobulin A. It's a chemical that secretes from your brain when you experience laughter and joy, and it actually has effect that will build up your immune system. When they say that you feel better after you laugh, it's not just based on a euphoria. It's based on scientific fact that there is a chemical secreting from your brain. So if you're putting immunoglobulin A into your system, you're more likely to think clearly because you've lifted your load in one sense using a natural chemical. I'm not telling you that I have all the answers. I'm telling you that there's only one way to the other side of anything, and that's through. That's the only way you get to the other side of anything. The reality
That's
of
right.
it, through can be a very scary, unpredictable place, but it is also the place where you are fine-tuned. And I've learned throughout the years that if you have the ability to take a small step each day to stay completely in the moment, to not take yourself so seriously, but to understand your value, your worth, and what you bring to a given day, stop thinking about what happened and stop forecasting what's going to happen. Stay in the moment so you don't miss the gift of the lesson of that day. And you will find that there is joy in that day. There is peace in that day. There are teachable moments in that day. There's a time to sit back and not take yourself so seriously in that day. There are so many nuances in a span of 24 hours that if you just adapt your new philosophy, when we talk about the mind, being in the moment, being mindful, then you can work your way to a new body because you're staying present. Then you can think about these tips that Gail will share with you because you can be present and think practically and think about, I've got all these shoes I haven't worn in 20 years. When your mind is right, they never lie. Free your mind and the rest will follow. Well, you know what they really say. Well, the reality is it's true. But we have to reintroduce these things to people because we've often forgotten those things that really make life easier for us.
Mm.
Absolutely. And you know, too, your difficulties, it does increase our endurance, too. We learn from it. And, you know, we'll talk about how to grow from it, you know, how to grow from our difficulties. Because I think having, you know, being in debt, being overweight, overextended, that's, we've all been there in that place. I think those are things that we have to learn how to grow through. So those are things we're gonna get through together.
We're going to get there.
We know we're not alone, and that's the one thing. Whenever I say, oh, you went through the same thing? And I think knowing that you're not alone also really helps out as we talk about it. So when we go on tour, it's going to be more interactive, and also people will know that they're not alone in the place that they are at that moment.
Gosh, that is going to be so, and you all look so great. so great, and the energy is just so positive. And, I mean, that is so true. A lot of times people are too busy huffing and puffing, saying what they don't have, having the perspective of their life as if they are lacking instead of embracing where they are living in the now, the right now place, which is the perfect place, in fact, all the time. I want to share this, and I'm going to share this with you guys because this is really, really important. I shared before that in my last journey that I was in, and I call them journeys, when you go from one mountaintop to another mountaintop, in my transition to the last mountaintop that I went through, my family, we went through homelessness. And in that space, my daughter said to me, and it was right near the time we were coming out of that place, she said, "Mommy, as bad as I want to get out of this place," she said, "I'm okay with just being." She said, "We have learned so much along the way," because one of the things as a parent that I wanted to do was to show my children, look, we have to look this in the face. This is what's going on. And there were so many positive and great, fantastic moments in all that we experienced. And she said to me, she said, "I know that," she said, we've learned so much along the way. And she said, "And I know our vision is going to come to pass." She said, "And I don't want to miss anything the rest of the way." And that was really, really awesome to me. And I encourage people, just like what you said, Michelle, it's be sure that you're present. That I had to just share that because that goes along with what you're saying. Be present for everything that you're experiencing, and you'll find that there's such peace.
There is peace. But walk with me here, Gail, and walk with me, Princess. Is it not true that being present also means being accountable? And it's so difficult sometimes. When something is hard, you want to find a way out of it. You want to get around it. You don't want to have to endure it. And oftentimes that escape route could be unhealthy spending. That escape route can be overeating. That escape route can be, you know, drinking a little too much. That escape route can be depression, and it can be bipolar disorder. It can be a myriad of things just to get out of the pain, and it's temporal. It doesn't last long. I'm suggesting just the opposite. Dare yourself to go right into the eye of the storm. And the eye of the storm is where all of the lessons that you need for that particular season, they'll emerge. But you'll only get them if you go in. And so as women of anew, I hear Gail saying, let's not run away from the fact that you've been overspending for 20 years. Let's go right into that behavior. Let's see what that's about, and let's come up with strategies that work for you. And I hear Rose saying, Let's not deny the fact that you have a very unhealthy diet, an unhealthy lifestyle. Let's go right into that. Let's take a look at it, and let's talk about strategies to get you to the other side of that. Because the reality is that we all want a new body. And we all want a new bottom line. I don't care who you are.
We all want it.
What we're talking about.
Absolutely. And, you know, numbers don't lie. Rose will tell you in a minute, they'll say, look, this is your BMI, this is your blood pressure, this is your cholesterol. I could say, okay, this is your credit score, this is your assets, this is your liability. Numbers don't lie. So you can be negative net worth, overweight, but guess what? Change can come. Because, you know, what we're going to talk about is progress day by day, step by step.
That's right.
Just talk about steps. So first, you got to look at those numbers. It's like, look, you cannot do anything, and I'm so glad you brought that up. You can't do anything until you really, you face your fears. Most people are frightened to look at, they're even frightened to open their bills. They're frightened to get on the scale. But what we're going to do is we'll probably bring a scale to a new conference and, you know, everything. So we're going to talk about those things because people don't want to know their numbers. And I think once you face it, it's like, okay, now I know what I'm dealing with. But once you know what you need, like, oh, it's not that bad. Or if it's bad, it's like, wow, look how far I can go. You know, so everything can be, you know, turned around. Everything. You can make a U-turn on everything in life. And that's what God, you know, does. He gives us choices. So we made some bad choices in the past. So we're going to talk about how to make better choices and make a habit out of those good choices.
Absolutely. You know, I thought that was my favorite word, and I hear all of we at some point said absolutely all simultaneously. Well,
wow.
So what?
No, none of y'all say that's a bucket of awesome. So I know I'm the only one that say that's a bucket of awesome.
No.
Well, listen.
You're right.
So Michelle, now do you plan on this tour? I know you're going to talk about the mind, and there are going to be some laughs because laughter is just in you. But are you going to do a little stand up as well while you're on the tour?
Let me just overuse this. Let me just OD overdramatic as my program says. Absolutely, will there be stand up? It is my occupational hazard. I cannot get away from it. If I tried, I'm genetically predisposed to it. Everything you can think of that puts me in that position, it just shows up. And, again, it's never me mocking or making light of. It's me pulling out the humanity and sometimes what is the horror that holds us back. It's just been the panacea that's been for my pain. And I like to share it whenever I can. And it'll be done, you know, in concert with everything that we're dealing with. But I'm going to actually be hosting. And so I'll be the one that opens up the tour, you know. We'll bring out Dr. We'll bring out Gail, but we've got to start it off and get everybody's attention and get them light and ready to have a good time, and then we just start to pour into them. So you got to know that you will see some stand-up when you come to the MU Women's Tour, the Women of the New.
Well, see, that's awesome. That is so awesome. I know one of the first places you guys have got to come. Well, let me, before I say that, have you guys been booked already to go out?
We had dates
for the Bennett
in.
College. Yeah, we're starting in Bennett College. That's first time we've been booked. That's a good thing. In April, yes.
In April. All right.
Yeah,
so are you guys looking to? Are you available to do things before April, or is that the launch date?
Yes, we are. We're available, aren't we, Gail?
Oh yes, we're definitely available.
Oh, absolutely. That is so awesome. So awesome. So. Coming up for all three of you. First, let me ask this. How did you guys meet? How did all three of you meet?
Gail, you can tell that story.
Who put this unit together?
You know what? What happened? I ended up, a few years ago, when I was on book tour, Dr. Rowe was on book tour, and I never met her before. But I was in a bookstore, and people were talking about money. I said, well, you know what? We got to put money and weight together. And I said, here's the book here. And I was reading her book. And I said, this lady here is so awesome. And I started reading it. I was selling her book and my book at the same time in the store, not even knowing her. So eventually I reached out to her, and I was doing a tour with Wells Fargo. So I said, we can't do this tour without bringing this woman on because she's amazing. And I didn't meet her until we did the tour together. But I read her book. I adored her, and I loved her philosophy. So that's how we all came together, and then Dr. Rose put all of us together, and then I talked to Michelle. I was like, oh, my God, she is, like, amazing. I just think the world of you. You're going to bring the humor. You are the strand that's going to just, you know, put this all together. So I think with all of us together, we could change the world.
Oh, that is absolutely awesome.
I completely concur, and I became a Gail Perry Mason lightweight stalker, started to Google and text and email, and I said, you know what, this has got to happen. Like, this has absolutely have to happen. The synergy was there. It was completely organic. You know, some things, even if they're a good concept, they feel forced. They feel like there's a high level going out just on the onset of stress and pulling together a lot of things. And I can honestly say that this has been so fluid, just the coming together. So to me, that signaled that we were in alignment, that we were in divine alignment. And, you know, even now when you ask about dates, you know, I want to share with you, we have an amazing fourth partner who is not a woman, but clearly is a part of the Women of Anew. Our dear partner, Mr. Emmanuel Drakes, E. Drakes as we call him. Emmanuel is pretty much like, I'd say he's the linchpin that holds us together logistically. And because of his ability to do what he does,
it's just going to be even more fluid because we don't need a lot of cooks in the kitchen, but we need all the seasoning, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
And so we need every seasoning. We need every seasoning that we each bring, but it's something special about having that fourth partner that can tie up the ends and make it all very, very smooth for us. And so if folks are interested in finding out how to bring a new, and I knew you were going to ask that at some point, Princess Adaya.
I love how you say my name. It's cute. Go ahead.
Did I say it wrong? Help me. I have a northeast accent, so you have to bear with me. Sometimes it sounds a little southern. Sometimes it sounds a little New Yorkish. It's really bizarre. I have identity issues with my dialect at times.
Don't you dare. We have to be happy. It's so fine, but it's cute. No, it's Adelia, but it's okay.
Adelia.
You can call me. Exactly. You can call me how. You can call it however you want to call
Adelia.
It.
Adelia. No, I love enunciating correctly. Adelia, got you. But I knew at some point, Princess Adelia, that you were going to ask us, well, how can we get women of Venue in Detroit and Michigan and Lansing?
Absolutely.
And all these others. I knew you were going to ask. I knew that by osmosis. So I was prepared to give you an answer, and the best answer is E. Drakes. Reach out to Emmanuel Drakes at emmanuel@blueprintconcierge.org. And I'll share that with the listeners again. That's just emmanuel@blueprintconcierge.org. And Emmanuel will take care of you and will talk to you about how to bring the women of Venue to your organization, to your city, to your event, how to enhance something that's already awesome and just take it to another space. And so please feel free to reach out to E. Drakes, Emmanuel Drakes, at emmanuel@blueprintconcierge.org.
That is absolutely awesome. And you know what? I know one thing that we're going to do. I'm definitely going to get a hold of them because I want you guys to be the key host of the next Global World Peace Tour here in Michigan, in Detroit. Definitely, definitely, definitely. And I'm looking forward to that. So that's going to be really, really, really awesome. And both of you, now individually, as you guys are partners, you guys also have things that are going on individually. So I'm going to start with you, Gail. You have some upcoming events that you can share with us so that people can be abreast and